From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The Illinois Attorney General today asked the state Supreme Court to declare Governor Rod Blagojevich unable to serve. That's following federal corruption charges brought against him. People are now paying closer attention to Illinois Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, who could take over for Blagojevich. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun brings us this profile.
Before becoming Lieutenant Governor, Pat Quinn spent years as a consumer rights advocate. During that time, he was famous for holding press conferences on Sundays because there wasn't much news and it was easier for him to get attention. Of course, with the current turmoil in Illinois, Quinn doesn't have to work nearly that hard to get media FaceTime.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Meredith.
This is Quinn earlier this week doing an interview with the Today Show.
I really think that the governor needs to resign and step aside right now, and I think that will happen.
For Pat Quinn, it's been a sudden and big change. He's been around government for a long time. He worked for former Chicago Mayor Harold Washington and even served a term as state treasurer in the 90s. But in a state where insider politics rules, he's always been an outsider. Take, for example, one of the first things he did as a public figure. In 1980, he led a grassroots campaign to reduce the number of state representatives in Illinois. Though voters passed it overwhelmingly, Quinn's efforts didn't earn him too many friends among Illinois politicians. The lieutenant governor has that kind of image today. Critics call him a show horse, or worse, a gadfly. His fans see him as a do-gooder populist who does what's necessary to further his cause.
Pat suggested that we walk across the state.
Dr. Quinton Young is one of the state's top healthcare advocates. He's known Pat Quinn for decades, as his friend and as his doctor. In August 2001, the two men walked across the entire state in the name of healthcare reform. Young says his most prominent memory is that Quinn would end every day the same way.
He'd make a line in the adjacent lawn, and when we'd start the next day, he absolutely insisted that we start from that point.
Young says Quinn's so squeaky clean, sometimes it makes him laugh. Young says reading about profanity-laced recordings of Blagojevich this week has often made him think of Quinn.
You know, a normal conversation, if you say, damn, he'll encourage you not to use bad language. I like that.
Now, even though they've run on the same ticket twice, Quinn and Blagojevich are not close. In Illinois, the lieutenant governor and the governor run in separate races in the primary and then get melded into one ticket for the general election. During the 2006 election, the public saw them as so different that some people had bumper stickers reading, Blago indicted 06, Quinn governor 07.
He is the antithesis of Rod Blagojevich.
Cindy Canary runs the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, one of the state's top watchdog groups. She says Quinn's a reformer who would be a breath of fresh air. Canary also finds it remarkable that the alleged insider deals and old-school corruption that appear likely to bring down Blagojevich could put an outsider like Pat Quinn into power.
If not for this circumstance, could you see him becoming governor?
Without these extraordinary, extraordinary circumstances, I don't think that Pat Quinn would be looking at being governor. He might imagine it, but I don't think it would happen.
Of course, some big things would still have to happen for Quinn to become governor. Blagojevich has to resign or be forced out. Until then, Pat Quinn will remain an outsider, although these days, outside for Quinn seems more promising than ever before. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.
Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.